97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Hi, Harris in for Mark Reardon. California can't get any weirder. Candace D. Malloy is here, senior fellow at the Energy and Environment Legal Institute, former Trump EPA transition team member, author of several books I've read. Good to talk to you again. It's been a while since we talked. I don't expect you to remember me, but I'm glad to have you on the Mark Reardon Show, Steve.
Thanks for having me back, Heidi.
You know what is so interesting? As I'm looking at this information about California trying to decide what kind of tires you can have on your car and prevent you from getting the other ones. Listen, I know what it's like to be young, have no money, and drive on retreads. And that's what I did when I was young. And I would drive on the retread, and when it would blow out, I would get another $20 retread because that's what I could afford. And now California is trying to limit your ability to buy tires. Oh my gosh, Steve.
Well, so I guess I'm lucky to be talking to you at all. So California wants to mandate the type of tires you buy. The type of tire they want you to buy is a lot more expensive, maybe 50% or more expensive. And the reason they want you to buy these expensive tires is because they roll better than regular tires, meaning that you'll get better gas mileage and you'll save the planet from burning up and, you know, turning into, Al Gore calls the planet, a walk through the chapter of Revelations. This is stupid. I mean, you know, California could fall off the face of the earth. And, you know, even if it were true that greenhouse gas emissions were somehow affecting the climate, California just does not emit enough for that to matter. So the whole thing is just stupid. It's making people pay more for less. And I think it's actually unsafe because, you know, the way these tires work, they roll better because, you know, they're coated with something so there's less friction, I guess, on the road. Of course, how do you stop your car? With friction. So
that was what I was going to say. You know, yeah, that might be more dangerous. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's crazy.
But I mean, it's just typical California policy. And, I don't know what the way out for California is. Even if Steve Hilton wins in November, the California General Assembly is 3-1 Democrats and the Senate is 2-1 Democrats. And so what would he inherit? He's going to inherit, Democrats.
I know, poor guy. We're speaking with Steve Malloy, a senior fellow at the Energy and Environment Legal. I always think of you as an author. That's the first thing I want to say. Energy and Environment Legal Institute. Glad to have you. Let me explain this. My husband's going to have to explain this to me later, slowly, all right? Apparently, the new tires have a maximum rolling resistance of 9.1 newtons per kilonewton. I don't even know what that means, Steve. Can you explain that to me slowly?
Well, it just means they have a longer roll. You know, the same force, they roll longer, and so that'll may slightly improve your gas mileage. But of course, you're going to blow all the gas mileage savings buying the tires and then fixing your car after you have an accident. So the whole thing is crazy, and it's all for nothing. It's not going to improve the weather, the climate, anything. It's just, making life more expensive for people that live in California. And then you have to hope that these stupid policies don't get exported out of California into the rest of, the country.
You know, in 2008, when Obama was doing the cash for clunkers thing and throwing all of these perfectly good SUVs that were a little older into the landfill, I have a friend who owns a couple of the car dealerships in Arizona, and his client, they're used car dealerships, and he's not selling cars to wealthy people. He's selling cars to average people. And he said, I'm having a very difficult time getting a hold of cars. He said, my average client is a family. They've got a couple of kids and they can't afford a new SUV. They want the older ones. That's all they can afford. And so once again, you're always putting the squeeze on the people who don't have a lot of money. And of course, they would buy a brand new fancy schmancy car if they could afford it, probably, but they can't. So they're the ones who always suffer.
Right. So when I was growing up in the 60s and 70s, a family owned a car for an average of about 5 years. Now it's 12 years. Because cars are so much more expensive. So we force people to drive older, less safe cars, for many foolish reasons, higher gas mileage, a lot some of the safety stuff is not needed. But, you know, these pointlessly expensive tires, you know, it's just ridiculous. And so no one can afford cars anymore. And then you have inflation and gas prices. And, of course, the left doesn't care because they don't want you in your car to start with.
That is true. And of course, let's be honest. Can we just be honest here, Steve Malloy? California would be Haiti if it weren't for the federal government, the way they run their state.
California, right? Would be Haiti. Look, Gavin Newsom has chased the oil industry, or is chasing the oil industry, out of California. But he realizes that California is still going to need gasoline. And so he's thinking that maybe the state can buy the refineries and have state workers working in the refineries. What could go wrong with that?
Well, that's it. And when you look at and this is kind of a regional thing, but I know you're paying attention to this. You know, they're fighting over the Colorado River, and Nevada recycles 85% of its water. California does like 20%, and they're going to cut back on Nevada's water. Because the reason I make the Haiti joke is because if California had to rely and completely rely on their own policies with no help from the federal government, that's why I compare them to Haiti. So, but they don't save water. They don't have desalination plants. They don't do any of this stuff because of whatever environmental nonsense. And they're going to keep cutting everyone else's water because they won't make the right decisions when Nevada is doing a great job with the water, and they're going to be penalized. I mean, this is what happens.
California, you know, they get that whole ocean to the left of them, and there's, you know, painfully few desalination plants there. They could take a lot of pressure off the Colorado River. They don't want to do that. California has all this wind and solar power. When the wind and solar is not there, then they have to, you know, drain the coal power from the rest of the West. And, you know, they even have this problem in Southern California, where Mexico is dumping 50 million gallons of raw sewage a day into Southern California. And nobody seems to be able to do about it. And Gavin Newsom, you know, he's not even close to taking care of that.
Yeah, and that's the whole thing, is that the environmental things that they propose hurt people and don't really help the environment at the end of the day. And meanwhile, they've got these, you know, crowded freeways in California where they really don't have any way to make them any wider. And that's where a lot of their pollution is coming from. And it's funny, too, if you see the old 60s, late 60s, early 70s cop shows, you know, Chips, or you watch Columbo, you see the city. Adam 12, and you see the city's just as socked in with pollution then as it is now.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So, you know, Southern California has made tremendous strides in cleaning up its air, but, you know, because of the geography, it's still going to have bad air days. You know, when the Spanish conquistadors sailed by in the 15th century, they noticed that there was haze over Los Angeles, even though there were no people there. It's just a natural. And of course, when you dump, you know, 20 million people in there driving cars, you know, if the wind doesn't blow, the air is going to be bad. What's the big surprise? It doesn't, you know, what it means is that people need to live elsewhere. We don't need to make life so expensive for people there that no one can afford it.
Well, they have a high speed train coming any day now, don't they, Steve?
Yeah. Yeah, it probably only cost $1 trillion if they ever get it done. No,
everyone's lost track.
Well, this is what I'm saying. You know, so even if Steve Hilton wins and becomes Governor Hilton, he's still going to have Democrats in the Assembly and in the Senate, and nothing's going to get done. It's going to be, you know, just like when Schwarzenegger was there, he couldn't get anything done.
Right. And you know, for the people who are listening right now from Missouri and Illinois who might say, I don't care about California, they suck, who cares? Well, to your point that you made earlier in this conversation, what happens in California tends to leak over into other states. That's the problem.
Definitely Illinois. and
exactly.
Definitely the blue states like Illinois. Maybe you stop in Missouri, but Illinois, watch out.
Well, that's the problem. The bad ideas tend to just generate from there and spread around the country in all the blue states. And the next thing you know, everyone's like, yeah. And of course, the people who make the money off the tires, you know, they're going to push this. And we all know what goes on behind the scenes. And at the end of the day, the air's not going to be one bit cleaner.
Yeah, no, and who knows where these tires are made. Eventually, they'll all have to be made in China. And do we really want to be doing that? No. I don't know what the solution to this is. It's just we live in a mad society. Mad, mad, mad.
Well, it is. And I don't know if they think it's going to make it better, or they – I mean, there are two kinds of people. There are the ones who don't care if it's going to be effective, they just want to have this dream of something. And they're the ones who know, and the other ones who know it's not going to be effective and still push it because it benefits them financially.
Well, yeah, I mean, I've got to say that, you know, there's probably a lot of lobbying. You know, you get rules like this because of the corruption, right?
That's
I mean,
right.
California
that's
is
right.
a you know, corrupt place. And so that's what's getting these tires in. And of course, it's the regular people that pay the bill, and then they go ahead and vote for Democrats. And, you know, it's just.
That's right.
And it's like they have no choice.
Yeah, make them buy my tires, make them buy my light bulbs, whatever else, that, or make them buy my washing machine or my refrigerator, none of which lasts anywhere near as long as they used to, and on and on and on. And somebody behind the scenes is making a fortune off of it. As always, it never helps the environment. But anyway, thanks for being here, Steve Milloy. And by the way, should I mention your website, junkscience.com?
You can, and you can find me on X at junkscience.
Okay, junkscience.com. All right, thank you, Steve Milloy. Great talking to you again. Appreciate you being here at the Mark Reardon Show.
Bye-bye.